Hey everyone, this is Layla.
And Amir.
And welcome to 90 Day React, Bubbas and Banter. This is the first episode in the new year, and we're glad to have you guys back. We're probably going to just jump right into it. Yeah. Hey.
We're going to be talking about episode 18 of season 7. Before we say goodbye.
Yeah, I think probably there's only going to be a few more episodes left before the reunion.
Yeah, I think there's going to be one more episode, and it's going to go to Tunnel, I think.
Months and months, so.
Well, just to take a tally of what of the couples that we've covered, we started out with 8 couples, and now we're down to 5?
2.
Perhaps 4.5. We're not sure. How far it's going to go.
Let's think. But wait, who's remaining? Joe and Magda?
Sure, yeah, I'm pretty sure about a few of them. I'm pretty sure about Joe and Magda. I'm sure about Niles and Matilda. And okay, Vea and Sunny. Tiger, Lily, and Adnan.
4.
And
that's all that's left. Because everybody else is broken up at this point.
Yeah, I'm not sure about Vanya and Yoshka.
Well, this episode was a big tease for me, in my opinion. It was like kind of one of those in-between episodes where stuff is happening. Obviously, like there was a wedding, Sunny proposed, like, but the drama, the juice that I'm looking for was not there. And I'm just dying to know what happened with Yoshko.
Everything was coming to a bit of a conclusion. Everybody was at the end of their trips overseas. They had to say goodbye at some point and leave their wherever they went to.
Right.
In this episode, I just want to suspend my disappointing people list. The people that have disappointed
Why?
Me.
Why? Why are you suspending
it? Sounds like Festivus. Because I had a whole bunch of people that I was disappointed with, and most of them were they got knocked out.
Yeah.
And the last one standing was Sunny, and he kind of redeemed himself in this episode.
Absolutely not. You Absolutely know? Not. Not in my opinion.
He didn't want to marry somebody from another religion, and he decided to go against his family wishes. He said, no, I don't want you to convert, and I'm willing to take all that on and be with you. So I don't know. I'm still keeping him kind of in there, but I really don't have too many people. I mean, I don't have anybody on my list except for maybe Sunny.
Adnan's not on your list?
No, I haven't seen much. I mean, Adnan is Adnan. It's just the way he is from the beginning. He wasn't like he came across as somebody who was, you know, great and he kind of disappointed you. He was like disappointing from the start. You know, you knew who Adnan was from the start. I mean, he hasn't lied. Whatever. He hasn't, you know, cheated or anything like that. He's just like,
yet
he's just the way he is. He's just stuck in his ways, and he wants things his own way. Like, for example, Joe and Magda, Joe kind of kept things away from, you know, he didn't tell her about, you know, his friend, his ex, and who is now a friend of his, and he kept that away from her. And now she's, you know, she's not sure if she wants to be with him anymore. Or Sunny didn't tell Vea from the start, you know, you need to convert. So there are people.
So
that
you don't like
out.
The sneaky ones. You just if they're Adnan from the beginning, you don't mind. Is that
exactly
what you're saying?
I mean, Adnan is Adnan. You know him from the start. He is who he is. You know, he's stuck in his own ways, and he wants, you know, Tiger Lily to follow and be obedient and do as he says. So we knew that from, you know, the first episode until now.
Yeah.
But there were other people that are like Brian and Ingrid. Brian was like, you know,
out of nowhere.
You know, a whole bunch of nonsense. And that's why they kept ending up on my list. And now is like, you know, they're gone. And I mean, Joe was disappointing, but now Joe is not so bad to me anymore because
Yeah.
You know.
I mean, I just think Joe is just so gross.
He's just he just
doesn't, like he's so sleazy to me.
As I say, his timing is off. It's like he's like when you try to tell something to someone that you love so much, find the perfect time to tell them.
He has no tact. Just
when you're playing volleyball and subject comes up, say, "Oh, remember Jill that you saw on FaceTime? We were intimate like 7 years ago." So that way, yeah, he has no tact. He has no, you know, I don't think he has the maturity. I don't know. He's still, you know, young and dumb. So it's not.
He's like 34 years old.
Yeah, but he's more like in his 20s than 30s.
Who do you want to start with?
Well, we can start with Joe and Magda. I mean, they're going to this beautiful cottage in the mountains. And
I kept thinking the whole time, I was like, why does this woman want to leave Poland? I don't know what like the politics is like in that country. I don't know what their social services are like. I don't know.
Some other countries, but...
But it's like, it looks beautiful.
Yeah.
Why would she want to... Why does she want to leave so bad?
I have no idea. Unless you know... I mean, from the start, even with... She was friends with this German guy, you know, her
Yeah,
ex.
She wanted to get up and go to Germany.
So she must have going through these, you know, overseas online dating site a lot for some reason. That I don't know. Why wouldn't you want to be in the Polish dating sites instead of, you know?
Yeah, I don't understand. She hasn't said either. Like, I really want to, like, you know, maybe it's an innocent thing, but she hasn't expressed it either. Like,
well, it could be the
why are you dating internationally?
With her dad. I mean, her dad is Polish. So maybe that's the way she thinks about Polish men. You know, maybe she thinks that men from other countries might be different and they might act different and, you know, behave differently. And maybe that has something to do with it. But I'm not sure.
Yeah, maybe.
So they go to this beautiful cottage. They go, you know, it has a jacuzzi. And, you know, Magda loves jacuzzis. And turns out that the jacuzzi is... It's wood fire jacuzzi, so Joe has to work this jacuzzi somehow. So he does his best while he's talking to his friend, and his friend tells him, you know, don't be stupid, Joey. Just tell her, you know, that Jill is still your friend and get it out of the way. He says fine, but he doesn't want to ruin the night with Magda. So he doesn't tell her that same night, you know, that night they end up having, you know, intimate relationship. So the next day when they wake up and, you know, they go out, you know, check out the town, you know, and then that's the time he brings it up. Oh, by the way, I have to tell you something, you know, right. Jill that you saw met on FaceTime, you know, and then that's when Magda blows up and she just, you know, goes crazy. Like,
she says
I can't
the thing
believe
about the
you.
Eyes.
I didn't, you know, I tried to trust you, but, you know, you broke my trust again. And I don't know if I told you, you know, it's just like, you know, on and on and on. And, you know, and he thinks in his own way, like, Jill is my friend. You know, we have no relationship. You know, the only relationship we have is like we talk to each other. And she doesn't want to have anything to do with that. She says, you got to choose. You know, at the end, she says, you have to choose. It's either me or her. And if you do, there's no way you're going to even talk to Joe anymore. So that puts Joe in a dilemma. Like, what is he going to do? I mean, obviously, eventually, I think he's going to, you know, he loves Magda, it seems like. So I think he's just going to go, you know, not talking to Jill situation. Unless they come here, they come to US and things change. Maybe she, you know, meets Jill in person and she kind of changes her mind. But right now, she just wants that commitment from Joe. Like, she kind of expects the ring right now. Like, you know, before we go any further, since I'm not going to trust you anymore and you broke your promise to me, and, you know, you better... You know, give me something, you know, make a commitment right now before we go further.
I think that her age shows when she acts like this. you know, yeah, like when she,
she's immature, yeah.
Like, this is when I'm like, oh, right, she's 23 years old. Like, right. When she freaks yeah. out and can't handle, like, she can't, I don't know. I think she's still deeply hurt by Joe cheating on her, or maybe whatever that miscommunication
more
was
the German
about
guy
their...
was more, you know, she spent yeah. time with him and she actually went to Germany.
But that's why she's just, it's such a hot button for her. But right. what maybe she doesn't realize is, I don't know, you can't just keep controlling someone in hopes that they won't cheat on you. It's like the relationship needs to be strong on its own. You can't just right. be like, I'm just going to eliminate every woman from your life. And then I'm going to say that you can't look at women on the street and this. And it's like,
absolutely. Yeah. I mean, it makes sense. I mean, she has never been in that
spot
before.
If he's going to cheat, he's going to cheat. Right. You know, right. you can't really control that. So you need right. to work on your damn relationship instead of being freaking out that he's telling you the truth.
Yeah, I
now,
think that,
at this
that
point.
Comes with maturity. I mean, neither one of them is mature enough to realize that you could have relationship with people that, you know, you slept with from years back. I mean, it happens when you're older, you are more accepting of that than when you're younger, you know. Mm-hmm. So,
because you meet more people, you have more baggage, there's more people
yeah,
from
you,
your past.
You
so you can't really be
yeah,
as
exactly.
choosy as you were when you were younger, because it's like, if you're going to date, like, everybody has a past. Everybody has exes
exactly.
and this and that. So,
but I think she'll come to her senses, and because she really wants to, you know, be with Joey, and she kind of expects the ring this time, you know, before... I don't know if Joe is, I didn't see a ring or anything.
Everything is such a rush. It's so annoying. Yeah, I don't know if he.
But she, more than anything else, she wants that commitment. So that, yeah. to her, that commitment is a ring. You know, because nothing that Joe can say right now is going to make things better, because it's all talk.
Yeah.
So she wants to see some sort of action. So, you know, either get me a ring or propose or do something before you leave for US.
I don't see him doing it, but then again, I didn't see Sonny doing that either. I was surprised. So people make bad decisions every day.
Right. Yeah, so we shall find out. I think that they're gonna be fine. I think they're gonna be one of the couples that will go on and continue. So keep hope alive.
Yes.
Next we see Faith and Lauren. This is about the end. Basically, we were saying goodbye to both of them. And
yeah.
Lauren is still, you know, their producers are talking to him about what happened and all that. And to him,
totally,
I know where
yeah.
he's coming from. Like, he, after they, you know, they talked to the immigration attorney, his world was crushed. Like, he was out of it. He didn't want to be there. He just like, and whatever stupid thing he did at the hotel room, it
yeah.
meant nothing. So that's
yeah.
what he's trying to explain. Like, I was just like playing around. I was like, you know, I wasn't doing anything.
Fidgeting.
And,
he was fidgeting yeah. and being stupid. Yeah.
And he didn't understand why, you know, Faith was, you know, so upset, and she ran off without, you know, threw the ring at him.
I think it was a culmination of things for her. And I don't think he understands that.
No, he doesn't, because he wasn't even thinking that anything like that could, you know, make her upset. But I felt bad. Also, I felt bad for Faith, because she was in the state
yeah.
of sadness and being regretful that, you know, she put all her eggs in one basket, and she really thought that Lauren is going to be the one.
Yeah.
And she kind of listed all the things that he, you know, Lauren did from the beginning. And first thing, you know, he said, like, he's homeless, he has no money. And then the issue of him cheating and having STD and gonorrhea. And then again, he flirted with, you know, people outside of the club. And now that, you know, his world is crushed and he's like, you know, he's in a bad state of mind. I mean, his demeanor
yeah.
changed, and Faith noticed that.
I think we both agree she deserves so much better. Right. And she knows that, but she did express, you know, she's like, it's what we already know. It's hard to date as a trans woman. You know, she just never knows. One, you're always kept a secret. And two, if you're not, you never know if you're being fetishized.
Right.
Fetishized? Is that a word?
I don't know.
Yeah. I'm still
thinking about cheersing.
Cheersing, yeah. I do say that. I don't know. Now I'm like so embarrassed. I don't want to say
maybe it's anything. Used. I don't know. I never thought that's a word. Cheersing.
Yeah. But were you guys cheersing earlier? Was that fun? I was cheersing with them on New Year's. Yeah, that's how I would say it. Okay. Like if it was a spelling bee, that's how I would use it in a sentence.
Right.
But the other thing with Lauren is like Lauren never centered Faith. Like it was never about Faith. It was about what Lauren wanted.
Right.
So like all of his decisions and his actions came from his why. His why was I want to be in Philippines. All of his behavior stemmed from that. It wasn't about I love Faith and I want this woman to marry me and I want her to be my life partner. And if it was, you know, he would have acted completely differently and it would have gone differently.
Right.
So I think just it was doomed to fail from the start. And it's upsetting for sure because she got taken for a ride.
Yeah, she literally said that. She said that he's using me to stay in the Philippines, you know.
Yeah, I'm really glad she opened her eyes to that because there's so many people who they're not as perceptive or they're blinded by the fact that they just want to be loved or they just want the attention or whatever. And I just love her sense of self-worth is so high that she was like, I'm not doing this.
Exactly. And knowing that's that, so I mean, awesome. She said it. She said people don't take us seriously means trans and want to take advantage of us. I mean, she's aware of that fact. And the way Lauren behaved from start to finish, it was all that. Like, I want to use you to stay in the Philippines. I don't want to go back to U.S. And he literally said that. So she kind of knew that if nothing else had happened, if it was just that was the only issue, then I don't know. Maybe things would have been differently. But one thing after another, missteps on his part just made things worse. Every single time.
Yeah. Anyway, bye to both of them. Sorry. Sorry, didn't work out. Next.
And then we get to see Vanya and Yoshko.
Ew. I'm still thinking about his from behind that fucking apron. I don't want to see that.
There are things that you cannot unsee.
Yeah. One of them is Yoshko's tiny ass.
You much on so much steroids working out your muscles.
Yeah, you can always tell. Clearly, you don't do anything to try to improve your gluteus.
Exactly.
But I don't want to see that again.
So they still show us them in Croatia, and then they still haven't slept together yet. Like, I mean, they slept together, but they weren't intimate. So deep down, I kind of feel like she's not sure about this relationship. Like
when she was back in the U.S.
When she was back, when she was in Croatia from the start is like when
she just met the fucking guy. These two are sitting there crying in the airport, like they've known each other for years, and this and that. Fucking stop! They're so annoying.
I know. But maybe that physical attraction is not there, or maybe she wants it to be more than that.
I didn't get that.
You know, she wants that. And knowing that he has a foster baby, that makes it worse, you know?
I don't know why that's funny to me. Foster baby!
Because it's about long-distance relationships, and they even talk about it a little bit in Croatia, like, how can we do this? And, you know, he says, we'll somehow work it out. And I don't think she wants to do that. And so she comes back to U.S. To this episode, it's been 2 months that she's been back from Croatia. And during that time, Yoshko misses her and he comes to Orlando on a visa to
Again, to I don't together, know, you know who is watching that baby, but okay.
Right. We still haven't discovered why, and we haven't been told why he would want to do that.
Want to
like,
do what?
Like someone like Yoshiko would want to foster a child.
He just said he always wanted to be a dad.
Yeah, but at his age is like, he's still too young. I mean, he could have
young?
His own... No?
How is he young to you?
Well, listen, to me, everybody's young. Listen.
Listen. Everybody's, okay. How is he? Is he in his 30s still? I thought he was 40-something.
Yeah. No, he's
That's
in his
not
30s.
Too young to be a dad.
I mean, Bojo was 38. So I don't know how old Yoshiko is.
It doesn't seem too... It's just strange because in society, we're not used to men expressing their desire to be parents.
Right.
But
it's still like you're still younger and you can have your own kids and get married and all that. So what makes you want to just go that, take that route and not have your own child and, you know, have a baby with someone who you love? And I don't know.
You're saying because like he doesn't have a biological clock because he's a man. Like, why can't he just wait to find the right person? Is that what you're saying?
I mean, what is the reasoning behind all of that? It was never explored. It was just like, just matter of fact, like I'm, you know, fostering a child and or a baby, and you know, this is, you know, you're gonna be a mom and this and that, and it was never discussed. It was never talked about. So we don't know.
I thought he said it already. I thought he was just like, I want to be a dad.
I guess, you know, even like if that's the case, then we should have had a like a minute or two conversation with him, with Yoshiko, like explaining why he did what he did, you know, and we never had that. So I don't know.
I could have sworn we did, but anyway, go ahead, continue.
So anyway, he comes here for a visa. I think it was like a week or two together, and they're intimate and they're into each other now. And the next scene is like, Vanya's talking about what a good time they had together and this and that. And she's on her way to meet, you know, her cousin on the beach somewhere.
Yeah, we already know that she's meeting up with the cousin to talk to the cousin
right.
about what
That's
happened.
That's going to be next on. We don't know what happened. And we thought everything was going well. And they were on their way to, you know, have a good relationship together. But at this point, we have no idea. Well, that could be just like something stupid. And production
Do
always
you
does
take
that.
A-
like, you know, they show you some nonsense. And then next time it's like, it was nothing, you know.
No, she made it seem like they were done.
Yeah.
You want to take bets on what it was?
I've seen that before.
Yeah. What do you think it was?
It was like, Sunny, oh, that's it. I'm not converting. She's not converting. That's it. I'm done. Or we're done. It's like, no.
And then he's like, never mind.
Yeah. We kind of talked about it last podcast that, you know, I had a feeling that he was going to say, like, it's okay. You can, you know, stay in your own religion and, you know, we'll get married or get engaged or whatnot. I kind of had a feeling about that, and it happened this episode.
Yeah.
So we don't know that about Vanya, what's gonna happen, what she has to say, or I don't know. But they seem to be into each other, you know.
You're not going to guess? What do you think
no,
it is?
I have no clue.
You have no clue?
A common thing is like the cheating thing. You know, but other than that,
I think
maybe he doesn't want to change his mind, or I don't know. Maybe
if I had to guess,
the foster child, you know, fell through or whatnot. You know, it could be anything.
Because she said everything was going so great, which is why I was so shocked about what happened next. Okay, she was shocked. My guess is there is someone else, like in Croatia, and that like similar to Bojo, like
for him
there was
or
an
for
ex
her?
For him.
Oh.
There was like an ex or something that he initially had been fostering the child with, and she left, and now she's back or something like that.
It just seems
that's what
to
I think.
Me like he's desperate to find a mom for that child.
Yeah.
To me, he's like, he looks desperate. Like
he does look desperate, and it's weird because it's like, if you wanted to be a dad, I'm assuming you knew that you were going to be doing this on your own.
Exactly.
And a lot of people make that decision. They're like, I want to be a parent no matter what, including if that means I'm going to be a single parent. So, but it seems like for him, he was just like, this will work for now until I find someone. But it's like, what if you don't find someone? You're just going to be miserable? Like, you shouldn't have taken on, I don't know. It seems weird. He does seem really desperate.
I know.
That's what I'm guessing. I'm probably wrong, but she said she was shocked by something that happened. So I don't know.
And bottom line, I really, really don't think she's into him. I mean, she's into him a bit.
Really?
But I think she is. Because of the child, I don't know.
You think that turned her off?
Might be, yeah.
I don't know.
It seemed like she was more into Bojo than she was into Yoshiko, you know? Maybe she's like, I don't feel it.
But it seems like from what she said that she was broken up with. So.
Yeah.
Well, actually, not necessarily, because she could have been shocked and then broke it off. I don't know.
I mean, anything could be, anything's possible with this show. You never know what, you know, could be a big thing. They show like a huge thing, and the next time is like, oh, it was just this, you know. I mean, we move on. Or it could be
the other way around.
It's like, what? They're not together anymore. That'll happen.
I know.
So they keep you guessing, which is, I guess, is a good thing.
Should we move on to our surprise of the episode, Sunny and Rhea?
Sure.
I'm really pissed off.
Why?
I don't want them to be together.
Why? What happened?
What do you mean?
He said it's okay. He said it will allow her to have her religion. He's giving his permission.
Thanks for allowing it.
So what are you upset about?
I hate him. He's so annoying. Yeah. And already we see, like, this is, you know, we already see he's in the promo for the next episode. He's telling her, like, can we just keep this a secret? And she was like, hell no.
Right.
She's like, I'm not keeping this a secret. You're going to tell your f-ing dad that we're engaged.
Right.
And the dad already has put an ultimatum in.
Makes sense, because she says, longer you keep that away from him, worse it's going to be.
Yeah. Well, also, it's like, you can't have your cake and eat it too, which is what Sunny has been trying to do this entire time.
Right.
If this is the decision that you are making, face the consequences of that decision. If your dad is, like, bigoted or whatever and hates people who aren't from his religion, you need to confront that and figure out if you want to have a relationship with your dad or not anymore. Like, you can't have both. It was the same with Sumit and Jenny. It was the same. There's so many couples that deal with this where it's like they're put in a position of having to decide between their parents and their significant other. And at the end of the day, like, you can't have both if it's that contentious. And I've seen that.
You're going to hurt someone.
Yeah. And I've seen that in my own life, like with friends of mine, like the relationship doesn't last, because if you don't have the support of your loved ones, your relationship is going to be, and your relationship is under stress because you resent them because you're not with your family anymore because of them.
Right.
You know, you're just asking for that relationship to just fall apart.
I mean, it also has to do a lot with how strong that bond is.
With your parents?
If your relationship with your family is very strong, then it definitely makes sense. But if your relationship with your parents is like, you know, Niles, you know, that they, you know, he's kind of upset that they're not, you know, agreeing with his marriage, but he's going through with it anyway. So then you really don't have as strong of a bond to say, wait a second, I gotta, you know, think at least twice about what I'm doing, you know?
Yeah.
So,
But I'm saying Sunny is the type that, like, he just wants to put his head in the sand about one issue or the other. And I think that leaving Vea was the right decision, because now we're gonna, you know.
Leaving
Vea? Yeah. Like, when he was like, I can't do this, I'm done. Just stick with that.
Right.
You guys aren't compatible in terms of what you value in life. That's going to come back to haunt you. And now you're going to have a million issues with your family. So do you really want to take that on, or do you want to find someone else?
Yeah. I don't know. I think he made the right choice, you know.
Well.
Because it seems like they both of them, they seem to love each other a lot. And I was really surprised by how cool, calm, and collected Vea has been throughout this process. It's like,
she must be on beta blockers or something. She's got to be on something, some kind of medication. Yeah, like she's way too relaxed.
And she was so calm about the whole thing. It's like, and he kept going on, like, say, my family is really against it, and my friends, my family, and if I'm going to be with you, I have to say goodbye to them. And
right.
And she says, yeah, go ahead, tell me. Go on. And she wasn't panicking or anything like that. And then, you know, he said that I want to be with you and I'm going to go against my family. And she was really happy about it. And, you know,
that's pretty much where we leave them, is they're in this post engagement bliss. And next episode, they're going to go back to reality. So.
Right. That's what they're talking about, going back to, you know, reality. And, you know, they had a great time at this resort. And now they have to, and Vea keeps telling him, you got to tell your dad, right? You got to tell him tomorrow and don't let it go on, friend. And he's like so stressed out. He doesn't know how to deal with it. And next time on, we're going to see the conversation that's going to go on with the dad, who's a moron. Tattoo totally wrong. Come on.
There was something from this episode that was like my new favorite line.
What?
Was it Niles? I remember.
It was Niles, wasn't it? It was the funniest moment.
It was Niles because I was watching with my husband and he was cracking up, and
you're
was
keeping
like
the best for last.
Yeah, all right, let's just move on. Let's just move on. Start us off.
All right, so the funniest.
Poor Niles.
Funniest part. I mean, Niles is getting, he's getting ready to, you know, to get dressed for the wedding. And he's talking poor about, baby, you know, his parents not agreeing. And he's just disappointed. But now, you know, he has his adopted mom and dad and Mr. Ark and his wife. They come into the room and they said, okay, here's what we're going to do. You know, before we go on, Why don't people explain these wedding ceremonies
to
anybody?
It makes me so upset. It's like, guys.
It's like in India, it could go on forever.
Yeah,
it's
but
like,
how long does it take?
Ghana,
to,
this
yeah,
is what we're
going to
do.
Explain to your spouse.
You just sit them down.
Exactly. Because usually the traditions are beautiful and they're steeped in hundreds and hundreds of years of history
and
custom.
So different. Yeah.
Like, why do they never tell, like, but even I, for the viewers, I had an traditional Iranian wedding. I had some American infusions, but my husband knew the reason why we did every single thing. Every part of the ceremony he was aware of before we did it, so that he could be present and understand what's going on, why it's happening, where did the tradition come from, why it's for good luck,
right,
you know,
right,
all these things.
It's understanding.
Yeah,
the culture.
You want them, yeah, you want your spouse to be present and not just looking around like, poor right, Niles, freaking overstimulated as fuck. Like,
he's already on a spectrum, and this wedding was like
so chaotic
to
and
begin with. At least explain something to him. Like, this is what we're gonna do. The step by step. Like, this is what's gonna happen. You're gonna sit over there. We're gonna sit over here, and you're gonna have to point me out, and you have to.
Right.
Do the, you know, and there's not no officiating, no, it was nobody said anything. Is they had to pretty much say things to each other, or basically Niles said most of it, but nothing has been explained to these people on any of these shows.
I know, and they always look so,
you know,
bewildered.
Marriages.
I always feel so bad.
None of these are explained, and we just go along as, you know, as the production is taking
yeah,
us. And they're not even, you know.
Even me as the viewer, like, mix, I would know, love to learn about Ghanaian tradition for their weddings.
Right.
Like, I want to learn. TLC, the learning
yeah,
channel. I'm here to learn.
So, yeah, they come in, Mr. Ark and adoptive mom and dad come into the room. And they tell Niall, you know, they give him the money, this and that. Mm. And they're standing there, and Mr. Ark says, I am your father. Listen to me. This is a traditional marriage. You have to behave as a married person. I'm warning you. There are things that we do not do.
When you wrote this monologue down, yeah. You wrote it down?
We sex. Wait a minute.
Oh my God.
We sex a woman through the vagina. We don't sex through. And Niles is like, what the hell?
And I love that here? He goes, that's it. See you. That's all you had
that's
to say.
All you the advice I have for you.
Say that? That was
so that I was
humiliating
so hard and
I was watching like, that knowing that you were dying of laughter. I kept turning over to my husband and saying my dad is probably cracking the fuck up watching this right now. Yeah,
I'm gonna send you a picture of Niall's face
when he says
while he's hearing all this. So confused.
You still haven't gotten to my favorite line of the whole season, but continue.
Why am I hearing
wait
this?
I need to open it up. He's like, his eyes are closed, he's rubbing his temples, he's just like,
he's like too much to process right now. But I'm hearing from Mr. Ark, no sex through the ass.
Yeah. Anyway, keep going. I'm waiting for you to get to my favorite part.
Oh, what was your favorite part? That was mine.
Oh, okay. So you're over explaining what okay. So anyway, they have the wedding, whatever. Matilda looks beautiful. I loved her dress. She looked gorgeous. The ceremony happens and then they put them in the car and they like send them off like I don't know where they were going.
Oh yeah. I know what you're gonna say. I have my wife.
Yeah. So he says something like, oh, I'm so happy. I have my wife, my video games, and my laptop.
And my laptop.
My wife, my video games, and my laptop.
Exactly. That's it. I'm done.
Wow. What more could you want in life? You know?
Exactly.
So that's one of my favorites.
But I was so surprised there was no... First, there was no... I mean, forget the food because they couldn't afford it. But then there should be some kind of a... No dancing, no music, nothing. They just
maybe it was like a religious thing. I don't know.
Goodbye, we'll see you later. And
oh, that was weird. Yeah, after all that,
there was no. I think everybody went home after that. It was like
peace.
What kind of wedding was that?
Yeah,
it took like half an hour. It's like done.
They had the abbreviated version.
What's going on? Yeah. They would have shown something. But there was nothing happening.
I don't think they did anything.
There was no...
Yeah, I think they just...
I mean, no appetizers, no champagne.
Champagne?
Nothing.
No schnapps?
No schnapps. Share some of that, at least, with the spectators or audience here.
Yeah.
Or your guests.
Yeah,
whatever.
But it was cute. I'm happy for them. And that was it for the episode.
Yeah, it was... I thought it was a good episode because it was... You kind of got closure in some of them, and in some you didn't, because the ones that you didn't, probably going to go on. Faith and Lauren are done. And with Vanya, we don't know what's happening with her. And next on, they show Tiger Lily crying, some legal stuff happening with Adnan, and he gave power of attorney to his brother, and he was looking into her finances for some reason.
Well, she was just saying, let's save it for next episode, because I'm getting excited already. Her, I'm not excited for her misery, but she should have waited. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah,
maybe don't marry him
immediately. Yeah.
Oh, she definitely should.
But we'll see.
Anyway, other than that...
Yeah, I mean, we had the funniest part of the whole season this time around. So when Mr. Ark told Niles that it's a I was expecting like he was gonna say like kind of explain like this is a traditional marriage and you know just give him some decent advice. And he says,
"Okay,
what are you talking about?" Oh, thank you everyone for listening and hope you'll join us again next week on another episode of 90 Day React.
Bubbas and Banter.
Bubbas and Bubbas. He says Bubbas weird.
Bubbas and we like Bubba.
Nice talking
right,
to you.
Thank you for listening and we'll see you soon.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey.
thanks everyone for tuning in. Just a quick note, the opinions expressed in this podcast are our own and do not reflect those of our employers. Our content is for entertainment purposes only and are not meant to cause harm or encourage harassment. Please do not send hate or harass anyone that we discuss. That is not cute. That is not cool. Thank you for listening, and until next time.